Didn't you go with Bill Skelly out to his ranch or farm and fish?
One time. Yeah.
Oh, just one time?
I think he had a farm or something out there. I went out there. He kind of took a liking to me because he didn't have any boys. He was very nice to me. He always like, he didn't have any boys. But he was a good man. I liked him very much. He was a very good friend of Dad's. Very good man.
Did he follow your life very far, Bill Skelly? Or?
Oh, no. No,
he didn't. It was while you lived in Tulsa?
No, he didn't.
That you were...
No, I just knew him, you know. Yeah. I saw him.
1928, the Phil Tower building was built. And then your dad moved his office from the Atlas Life building to the Phil Tower building.
I remember that.
Do you remember the Phil Tower?
Gosh, I do remember it real well. My dad's office was on the 21st floor of the Phil Tower building.
And you were about 10, 11 years old then?
Yeah, I was 10 in 1928.
So you remember going up that elevator? And?
Oh, yeah, you bet. Many times. Well, I remember his office. He was there as long as I was, till he left.
They had elevator operators, I think.
They had elevator operators, yeah. They didn't have the punch thing now. You had, in those days, you had that building like all the rest of them. You went in and you had an elevator operator.
And then across the street in 1930, he built the Philcade building.
Philcade building.
Can you talk to me about that?
He built that building when he gave his home away in Tulsa to a museum. Well, then he built a apartment up on top of the Philcade building and lived up there for about 3 years.
And I think you moved into the Mayo Hotel after they gave the house away.
They lived in the Mayo for a while, and then he built that thing on top of the Philcade and spent 2 or 3 years up there before they moved out and went to California.
And you would have lived there then in that?
I lived there some when I wasn't living there. I was somewhere else, you know. By that time, I wasn't staying at home old, but when I was there, when I would touch base with my folks, and they were living at the Philcade, well, I'd spend a night or two there with them.
He built a tunnel between the two buildings.
That's right.
Tell us why he did that.
Well, I don't know. He just did it. He had the two buildings, and it was just a way to, without having to walk across the street, you'd get down to the basement, and you'd go from one to the other. It was pretty convenient.
And then I understand it was for security reasons, too?
I
don't know anything about that.
Avoid being out on the street back when the kidnappings were not good. Wealthy people.